I was American born, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast. I'm your host and the General Defender 7, Bobby Orton. Now, before I get on with our show tonight, I do need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. With that being said, what that breaks it all down to, you know, a lot of our stuff is fact-based. But also our own opinions, so that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and all them left-wing nuts that want to silence us, that's so they can't go after us. Either way, it's all good. Tonight's current event, ESG, Russian, China, Second Amendment, you name it, is the topics for the month. And I would really enjoy it if you would call in 914-205-5773 for some opinions with us on the topics of the month. We try to bring this out. We go, not only go nationwide, we go global. And it's awful funny that, you know, we have so many members in our group here, but it's always the same ones that call in. And, you know, it's great, but I'd love to hear everybody else's thoughts and opinions on what's going on around the country and the world that affects us every day. And, you know, it's just tough. It's getting tougher. And y'all need to come in here and, you know, again, share your thoughts and opinions. Let your voice be heard. Don't be the silent majority. Don't be that idiot sitting on the couch being an armchair warrior. We need to get everything out. I mean, come on now. This country's going to shit. And it's like nobody gives a shit about it. Oh, we'll throw the dice up in the air and let's see what falls. I know I personally am not like that. And I take everything to heart. But, you know, there's only so much I can do. But together, as a voice, safety in numbers has always been what Defender 7 puts out there. Safety in numbers. Don't be the lone wolf. Only thing that'll get you is hurt or killed. Are you sick of them trying to attack your Second Amendment right? Are you sick and tired of them taking financial for their gain and screw the American people, I'm sorry, but I don't play that. I signed on the dotted line many years ago and served my country, and it just tears my heart. It makes me sick to my stomach that all these lowlifes that sit there entitled, little spoiled little bitches and bastards want everything handed to them and screw the American people, patriots, true patriots, not your armchair warrior fucking patriots. Yeah, that's right. I can cuss. We're not underneath your little FCC guidelines. I'm not threatening nobody. This is my time to go off, and I plan on going off. And if you disagree with me, you're just as bad as them friggin' leftists. I'm totally sick of not just Democrats, but Republicans too. Y'all a bunch of pussies. Sit here and let these idiots in office choose what's supposedly right and what's wrong for you. Oh, if you don't agree with me, well then, oh, I guess you're a white supremacist. You're a fucking lowest piece of shit on earth. You know what? Fuck y'all that think and say that shit. I'm proud of how far I've come in life. And I've got balls. I ain't the 72 fucking genders. There's only a man, wife, and woman. That's it. The rest are all, hey, and I don't give a shit whether you're gay, straight, whatever. But that's on you. As long as you don't try to put your shit in my face, we're fine. But do not try to rewrite history, try to rewrite our U.S. constitutional rights and step on them. Because I guarantee you, I know there's many heartfelt patriots out there that agree with everything I'm saying right now. How do we get where we're at right now? And why are you allowing for Russia and China to run and Ukraine to run our fucking country? I don't feel sorry for the Ukrainians. I feel sorry for the injured and dead innocent civilians in Ukraine, but not enough to be sitting there throwing away money that should be put into our own fucking country to take care of our own people. And to stop these assholes in office from just writing blank checks. They want control. They want control of everything. They want a one world order. And they don't care how they get it. For you senators, Republicans, and Democratic senators that sat there and bitched about you don't like what's going on, step the fuck up, bury these motherfuckers, and start holding them accountable for them fucking our country up. Otherwise, get the fuck out of office because you're nothing but a pussy. Now, I know I'm going to offend a lot of people, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. And I earned that right. Come at me. I don't give a shit. I'll take you down. That is my personal opinion on what's going on. Whether you agree or disagree, I'm willing to debate it, but don't come at me like you're a big bad motherfucker, because I will. I'll bury you. Now, for those of you that are just signed on, if I hurt your feelings, I don't apologize.
Who upset you, Bobby?
Oh, it's just been brewing. Just so sick of these people sitting there high and mighty and going off and saying what they say, and when you go after them, oh, I'm going to turn you in. Okay, turn me the fuck in.
Yeah. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. Isn't that what we used to say when we were young?
Oh, yeah. This country become pussyfied.
Tell me about it.
Bobby, you forgot to say, you are the government. I am the government. We are the government. We the fucking people. The fucking White House is nothing but a bunch of representatives of us. We are the government. That's what makes America exceptional. We, the people, are the government, and we send you to the White House to represent us. The fuck went wrong?
Amen to that. What went wrong? They got pussified. Republicans are afraid to speak up. They rather go on a little talk show and oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You ain't showed me nothing. You just showed me that you just tucked your tail and ran like a little pussy.
Right. Well, you know what my bitch is?
Oh, God, you're here?
My bitch is, as everybody says, oh. Get liverwurst for Ralph because all dogs love liverwurst. Well, no. Ralph snubbed me again.
Ralph is smart. Liverwurst is nasty.
I'm running out of ideas to put his drugs in.
Peanut butter.
We don't do peanut butter anymore. He snubs that, too. He snubs hot dogs.
Yeah,
he snubs.
You put a big pop of it on it, you put the peanut butter, and you put the pill in the peanut butter, and you jam it, your finger down his throat.
You can't. He clamps his mouth shut, and you can't get him down his, you can't even open his mouth. Oh. I'm bringing him to you, Bobby. I'm done.
Bring him. That's my boy. Nah,
okay, just, back on to the other bitch.
All right. Ralph don't vote.
Ralph does two votes. He's not dead yet, so he's got to. So he votes
right.
The right way.
And Ralph says he wants fresh fish instead of that bullshit you're trying to feed me.
Yeah, I do have a lake right here, so I could go out and go fishing.
Yeah, he wants some steak and lobster.
Yeah, right. I want steak and lobster. What are you talking about?
But it's not about you. It's about Ralph.
I want it about me for once.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It's and always
anyhow,
all about Ralph.
So,
always all about Ralph.
That's right. Ralph, my boy. It'll always be about Ralph.
So did you see head-on crash in Greece with the trains?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did you see the other derailment down in Florida and another factory just blew up not too far from me?
No.
Oh, yeah, all government contracted facilities. Go figure.
Yeah.
And where's old Butt Dickens? Pete Buttigieg. Oh, that's right. He's got to take breasts on breastfeeding his kids.
Yeah.
I'm just so over all this bullshit. It ain't even funny. So sick and tired of every day turn around and something stupid. And everything in his friggin' dimension, brain dead fucking mind, we got to take guns away from everybody. Fuck you. Come take my gun. I want you to.
That's what I'm talking about. We the people. We are the government. We elect them to represent us. They don't tell us what to do. They can't say, we decided the Second Amendment. We don't like it because that gives you power to hold us off. If you come to our house to take our guns, you'll shoot through the front door and eliminate us. That impedes on our power struggle. And no, they don't understand. We are the government. We tell you what to do.
That's right. And but they don't see it. They're not seeing it that way. And that,
you don't
and that's
take
why I say it's not just one party or the other. It's together.
Right.
It's together. They're fucking dragging this country down. You want it so bad to be in Senate and win Senate. Oh, we got these investigations going on. Well, Dick Fox, what's the outcome? You supposedly got all these whistleblowers and this Joe blowing this one and Joe blowing that one, but you're not setting the facts straight. Don't pussyfoot around it.
Rhino.
Start holding these people accountable. That's what I want to see in this so-called government.
We're on the sorry side as conservatives. Our conservative representatives don't represent us as the people of America. They don't represent us.
Exactly.
They're only... You're only in it for their own...
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And that, you know, there's no getting around it. And then you got the fake news that's paid by Soros and all the Democrats. Oh, we can't allow this conservative to speak his mind because, you know, it goes against the agenda.
Our forefathers
put everything in that Constitution because they knew this bullshit was going to happen someday.
That's the money that influences our Republican representatives all the time.
Yep.
We can't go anywhere if our representatives are earning from the opponent side.
Yep. And that's what cracks you up, you know. The joke's always been, oh, you want to be a millionaire? Just become a politician. But until they start holding these politicians accountable for their actions, just like they would do to us, the we the people, if they start proving instead of their cheap-ass talk and start fining, start arresting, because there's more treasonous stuff out there, especially on this crooked-ass Biden administration. Make them an example that you're not going to put up with it. Why we got to wait till 2024 when it could possibly change? No. Change is now. You don't agree with everything that's going on. Do it now. Don't wait. I said this way back when they started coming out with all the crooked shit that Hunter's involved in and tied to then Vice President Dickhead. That's the shit that you got to show the American people. We're not going to stand for it. Therefore, here you go. Here's all the facts. Here's what we investigated. This is what we found. Now you're going to be held accountable for it. But really, I'm just so lost in all this. It's ridiculous. Everybody still here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no, because it got awful quiet, and I didn't hear nobody saying anything.
I know I'm here.
We've been.
Are you there, Mike?
Our rights for a long time. The First Amendment says you have the right to put up your soapbox on any corner and speak your mind. And now they're saying we have such a thing as hate speech. Is there such a thing as hate speech? Think about it. That's just an attack on the First Amendment right, and you chip away at it little bits at a time. Same thing what they're doing with the Second Amendment right. And like I always said, your rights is a string of pearls, and if you bust one off, they all fall on the floor. So every time they attack one of our rights, you can't say that. That's hate speech. There is no fucking such thing as hate speech. If I hate something, I should be able to express it. And I do have the right to keep and bear arms, and you can't fuck with that, because at the end of that whole fucking amendment, it says, shall not be infringed, which means the government didn't give it to me. The government cannot take it away.
Nope.
The Third Amendment right over, of course, Muslims on you, because Christian is kind of fucking insulting. And, oh, God, all the Christian priests are fucking children. Yeah, well, did you ever look into the any other religion, the Muslims, they have 14 wives and they fuck boys and they use the wives for cooking and cleaning and gardening and everything else. And in the Jewish religion is our, but they get, you know, I mean, why didn't you ever find any child sexual assault at the synagogues? It was only the churches. Things are very crooked and wrong. And we are our own government. We just have to unite. We cannot let them divide us like they're dividing us. We have to be a solidarity. We have to be a people who is united in a nation. But that's why they opened the southern border and just made it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you congregate more than two people at your house, you're considered a militia. You're considered a racist. Well, I don't see nobody else stepping up except for sitting, again, armchair warriors on social media platforms. When the first time they hear a firecracker, they're going to run for their lives thinking that, oh, gosh, no, I'm not ready for this. Well, it's already here, fellas and ladies. China and Russia are already here, have been for years, and all due to this fucking administration. Just in sleeper cells, just as the Muslims from over the countries that hate us have been for years, just waiting for that word. And when that word hits, you're not going to know what hit you. And you're going to sit there and cry to your fucking government. And they're going to be, oh, well, we didn't know. Yeah, bullshit. Come clean to the American people. That's what I've always said, even when I was in the service. Stop not letting Americans know what the real truth of what's happening. Everything that we have ever said here, that we were accused of being conspiracy theorists, once again, has come true. So, you know, that's why I said, fuck them all. You want to bury your head in the sand just like the Biden administration wants you to? Hey, that's on you. Me? I was born free, and I'm going to die free.
That's why they want your Second Amendment right. Because people like you.
Exactly.
You can take away the First Amendment right. The Second Amendment right is there to make sure the First Amendment right stays strong. You tell me I can't use words like faggot and nigger because that's hate speech and that's no longer my right as an American citizen to use my First Amendment right? That's what the Second Amendment right is for. When you say, I cannot use certain words, then come on over to my house, and I will shoot through the front door and take out your fucking agents, your locals, everybody. Because that's what the Second Amendment right's for.
I mean, they're trying to, it's bad enough that...
Come on over without a warrant and take away my Fourth Amendment right. There's a right.
And that's
you have to have the judge sign the warrant before you can even come to my house.
But that's just it. That's what that's what they call the red flag law, which should be fucking abolished. But I'm sick and tired of that, you know, the so-called FBI and all the
red flag is arbitration. That's not fucking legal.
All the rhetoric that they're putting around all this, and yet they think they're off the wall, and they're not. And they get pissed off because they know that we're not going to go quietly. They're trying to get, others. That's what this country comes down to. Being too scared of the government. You shouldn't be. You put them in office. And anybody that thinks that there's more than one gender, that it's not just male and female, they got their head so far up the government's ass and it ain't fun. But you can't sit there and tell me that out of all these people that sit there and bitch and complain, you're complaining to the wrong choir. Social media ain't the place to do it.
Speak up, Lorna. You're a 5-foot-tall woman. But if you want to compete in sports, you might have to contend against a man.
Well,
you know, you're
well,
a
I'm
tiny
enough.
Woman.
I'm low enough to hit them where it counts.
You should be able to defend yourself with a gun. They've made licensing and background checks and all this shit to keep you from being able to defend yourself. That's your constitutional right. Plus, if you want to compete, and whatever happened to feminism, where are the women on this issue? Men are
they
competing. Women fought for fucking decades to get women's sports.
They all became
now,
men, Mike.
Granted,
they all became men.
Yeah. Now, granted, a man's tennis thing or any sport, basketball, football, men just create more, they generate more money because that's where the sports are at. Women's sports generate less than half of men's. But feminists fought to have their own sports. And now all of a sudden, men can compete in women's sports. The fuck is that? And women are less capable, then you should be able to defend yourself with the Second Amendment.
What were you saying the
you
other day where it's illegal?
That away from you.
Well,
what happened to feminism?
What were you saying the other day where it's illegal to carry mace and pepper spray?
New York.
I never heard that. Be illegal to carry anything, but I will carry whatever I want, wherever I want, and fuck you, because you representatives that I voted into office don't represent me. I say I can carry a equalizer anywhere I want. So you mistook
well,
me
New
for
York
somebody
City,
else.
They made it against the law for women to carry fucking mace.
Yeah, maybe it was Bobby that was saying it. I don't remember. It was one of you two.
Probably me. I bitch about everything.
Well, we talked about it last Thursday. That's because that's when I found out about it.
Ah, okay. I knew I heard it somewhere.
That's it. And, you know, it's just like it already passed our Senate here. Now, as long as you're 18 years old or older and go through a class and get your CWP, you can carry concealed or open carry in the state of South Carolina.
See, bureaucrat.
And that's the way.
Another division of government.
And that's the way it should
be. Make
a
license to have to do what you should be legally able to do. We don't need government fucking programs to charge us for this and then charge us for that. And then we can have a license to do what is constitutionally legal to do.
Yes, but I'm split on that, Mike, because I do agree with you to a certain extent, but I also agree that you should have at least somebody training you the safety of the weapon, because that's where all your shootings are coming from, is those that don't know. All they know is, oh, pull the trigger and bang, bang.
And these little motherfuckers have Glock switches on the back of their gun. They got fully automatic machine guns when they pull the trigger on their pistol, you know. And that's illegal for me. So I have to take aim and shoot and make sure I don't get all the people behind them, you know. Well, they don't have to do that. And it's just sick and sad that we even have an NFA. You know, that. Why is the silencer on it is an NFA item? It just keeps you from having to use ear protection at the range. That's all it does. It's still very, very loud. But, no, that's an NFA item. We need a government program to set up this. Okay, now we need a government program to license people to carry a gun. Now we need a government program that, you know what? Let's fucking stop the government programs. Let's quit growing the goddamn government into this huge entity that controls everybody's life. Less government, less. That's what Trump is all about. Let's fucking clear the swamp and let's shrink these programs down to where, If you're not participating in the American experience, then you don't get free money to just lay around and do nothing. Let's just shrink the government down to where we don't have programs where we're funding the Muslim churches to shrink Christianity. Let's not have programs in the government that just ruin America. I just got off on a rant. Now I just pissed myself off. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to have taken up your guys' time. Somebody else.
No. You, Mike, you do not need to apologize here, believe me. You do not need to apologize. It's just, you know, like I said, you know, it just cracks me up that you got all
these
so-called FBI agents that are keeping an eye on this person, that person. Okay, and when a school shooting happens or somebody gets shot, it's always, oh, well, you know, we uncovered that he was already preparing for this on social media. Well, hello, motherfucker. If you're wasting all that money supposedly checking everybody out, why are you letting these people start the shootings to begin with? If you knew that they had an account on social media claiming that they got all these weapons and they're ready to take on the world, and then boom, the next day they go out and they shoot up a school, they shoot up somebody privately, they take innocent lives, and then they turn around, oh, well, you know, yeah, the record's longer than your two arms. Well, why did you allow it to get to that far if you already knew about it? And the one thing about all these programs and everything that money gets pumped into, some politicians getting skimming off the top. That's why they push for it.
Well, see, Bobby, you're talking about a person, and that conflicts with their narrative. Their narrative is the inanimate object, the gun, is a horrible fucking thing.
Right.
See, we can take certain guns and make them evil because fucking sicko evil mental retarded fucking people use them guns in an inappropriate way. And it's like,
what?
Oh, the gun. Oh, well, no. Well, how about we look at the person? The gun is an inanimate object. I had a .45 with a light and a laser sitting on my fucking coffee table all day today, and it never jumped up and ran out and started shooting people up in public. I don't understand
it. Exactly.
That evil gun never jumped up and just floated around the sidewalk and started shooting people.
Exactly. Hey, that's their narrative.
People.
That's their agenda. Every time
regular
that a shooting
people.
Happens, that's what they're going to throw out there. But then you get, like I said, you get, like, real investigative reporters that put out there, say, hey, what's up with the FBI? What's up with the, you know, the other alphabet soup that supposedly was keeping an eye on this person? When all you had to do is look inside their social background.
It's too much government. The alphabet
soup
is too much government. We don't need the agent.
It'll always be blamed on the gun, not the person.
More people have died from fentanyl than died from the corona, COVID, whatever. People died from COVID. I'll admit that, but they were all old, weak, or sick, or fat, whatever. More people have died from fentanyl than COVID in the last 2 years. Where the fuck is the DEA? Why isn't the DEA down there taking over where we have crippled the Border Patrol? No, there's no... Oh, we have this fucking alphabet agency, did the DEA, Drug Administration. And where are they? Why do we have so many people dying of fentanyl? Why the fuck aren't they down there stopping the fentanyl coming in? A government agency we don't need. The government's too big. It's overbloated.
Yep.
It's bloated.
Yep.
Fucking
for the
bridge. We don't need that much government. We need more personal responsibility.
Oh, no. That's where we get it wrong, Mike. We get it wrong there. You know, it's we need 87,000 armed fucking IRS agents instead.
87,000 IRS agents, and they have to be armed. It's like, holy fuck, so I didn't claim a lawn I mowed. Holy, now you're going to shoot me?
they're going to come take my dollar that I didn't pay for.
Armed IRS agents. Armed IRS agents. You said a mouthful there, son. Armed IRS agents. Oh,
My fucking God.
Yep, instead of putting the money where and the forces on the border, they'd rather enlighten the load on the IRS and go after real taxpayers instead of the crooked ass drug cartels that are funding the Biden administration and all the politicians.
All these illegal aliens that are coming across the southern border get what? They get a cell phone and they get a debit card on the taxpayer dime.
And now a driver's license.
And when you think, oh, God, that's going to wear out the taxpayer dollar. Biden sends $500 billion over to Ukraine. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We have a poisonous spill in a city in America. East Palestine, Ohio, is suffering horribly. And where is the American government? They're not there to help. So, shut government down.
They're too busy protecting all the illegals.
Exactly. This is... I know it. I love arguing with people who agree with me, but God damn it. You're right. You couldn't be more right.
And again, you know, that's what gets me about these people that basically are sitting around with their heads in the freaking sand. Oh, it's not going to happen to me.
I think Defender 7 is just the tip of the iceberg. I think there are so many people out there who think like us. You know, I truly enjoy that when I get on a rant about America and everybody just stays silent because they think the same thing as I think. And I think this is just common sense.
Because you're not wrong,
Mark.
There are
so
you're
many
not wrong
people
at all.
Out there who
and that's
think
what
the way we
kind of
think. I think there's a lot of us out there. I think, you know, you guys do an excellent job at what you do. I love this fucking channel, and I will call in more regular because I see you have the medical. If you know, you carry a gun, you should carry a goddamn tourniquet and a couple of bandages. And if you know, you should have insurance if you carry a gun, because this shit's going to be horrible if you have to defend yourself. And you do a lot of really good programs, you know, that teach people a lot, too, at the same time. I have learned a lot just being on this channel. But
we're learning too, Mike. I mean, it's not like we're a book of knowledge. I learn every day. It's just trying to get people involved.
The fact that you say that tells me this channel is going to grow. You say we're learning all the time when we talk to different people and have different perspectives on the same. We need less government. We need better Republicans to represent us, because we got horseshit Republicans representing us right now. That's why we feel so battered down and beaten. Because we don't have the representation that we need. We need Marjorie Taylor Greene. We need Ted Cruz. We need Jim Jordan. We need guys like this to fucking at least give us the feeling like we could excel. We have that bound, you know. I mean, we need that
spring factor to get up back, to get winning again. And we will be winning again. You know, that's why that one dude who called in the other, I think it was last Thursday, and I said, fuck, have some faith. This is America. We will win. We always excel. We are excellence, and we just need the people to get behind us and do the right thing. And I'm a boomer, and I think you're an ex, whatever they call it, and so is Lorna. And then behind that, but anyhow, the generations that are so willing to give up, you're right. We can't have them giving up our rights. Because it truly is a string of pearls. And they all go. One goes, they all go.
True. And that's why you have people out there that are fighting so hard about our children and schools and whatnot, but you still got those states that want to adhere to the rules that this administration is putting out there. And I feel sorry for them states.
Right there. Schools, brother. The schools. I don't know how we allowed the Democrats to just they got
well, again, it's not just the Democrats, both sides, man. It's like this administration puts out a word, and just like followers, Republicans, same thing. They're following the leader. And the leader is
the Democrats have capitalized. The Democrats
right.
have capitalized and on schools, and that's our problem.
Yeah.
The next generation is the
get out of the schools.
I think the next generation is against us because of the groomers in the fucking schools. The Democrats have truly over the schools, and you can even see it at the college level. There are conservative speakers who cannot even speak at some of the fucking colleges because they're that liberal and way out bent. They're just bent to the liberal side, where conservative speakers will be protesting.
A perfect example, and I can't remember where the kid was from, but he wasn't but in maybe, I think, fifth or sixth grade. And to hear this child speak at a board meeting, I was just in awe. It's like that kid's being brought up right, the real way, the real history, not your bullshit made up CRT or transgender bullshit. This kid read from a book and said, this is what they want us to learn in school. And there was pornographic shit in that book. And they tried to cut him off, and he goes, no, ma'am, no, sir. I'm reading to you from a book that is in my school. So, thank God, there are children out there that are being raised the way they should be raised. And, all your made-up friggin' different genders and all your CRT bullshit, shove it up your ass. Because all you're promoting is for them to come back and be so screwed up to continue the agenda of what the government thinks should be taught in school. No, go back to the old books. Bring in your history books. bring in the real history, not this made-up bullshit.
That's the liberal design, is to bring them down and make them think you're confused about your gender. You're confused about economic, social position. Everything is a confusion, and you don't like it. So the government needs to take care of this problem for you. And that's the whole World Economic Forum, or the New World Order.
They gotta let
you should be in an exceptional country like America and doubt yourself.
The bottom line is you gotta let these kids be kids. Get them off them friggin' video games, the fucking TikTok, the social media. Get them out there playing real games with their friends, with everybody in the neighborhood like we did back in the day. That's what the problem is.
That ain't never coming back, though, Bobby. I know what you're saying. I grew up in the fucking 60s and 70s and riding your bike down to the fucking river and going down the hills and doing it and just, you know, making up games where you're shooting plastic pellets out of a BB gun at your friends in your basement because you're playing a man, you know, because of a movie you saw. And you're just doing shit that's just fun as a kid, you know. And I remember taking the fish boat out and jumping waves, and my grandpa would be fit to be tied. But that was shit that you did. You were out in a boat. Hands on a tiller motor and flying over the fucking wave. And that's real.
If you didn't get your ass beat 1 week, it wasn't no fun.
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely. I had a mother and a father. And the mother was very loving and the father was disciplinarianism. He disciplined like nobody's business. And you needed that to become a complete adult. You needed the discipline and the loving and cuddling and you fucking bring home D's. I will kick you around the backyard like a soccer ball. And you needed that. And that created a whole American. And without that, you only have a half of them. You have a mother raising the child because America has said, oh, no, the male doesn't have rights to participate in how the child grows up, but he has to pay. He has to pay every month. But he doesn't have the right to participate in the kid's upbringing. And
right.
That creates feminine children. And that's our problem. I don't want to be in a foxhole with a fucking faggot. I'll tell you that, because you don't have your back. He's not thinking right. His brain does not work like my brain. And we need a military to defend this country. And if I don't trust the guy I'm in the foxhole with, fuck you. You know, he's on meds. He doesn't know if he's a man or a woman. I mean, come on. We got to bring America back. We are men and women, for God's sake. Talk to me, Bobby.
Hello?
Hello?
I thought I got booted.
Did I lose everybody? Did I rant too fucking hard?
No. This happens to us all the time. Did we lose you, Bobby?
Bobby! Are you out there, Bobby?
Well, it's just me and you until he gets fit. It's just me and you until he can fix whatever just happened. Whenever we get on certain topics and the eavesdroppers, butthurt idiots, they somehow boot us
off.
Of
all the people to be stuck with, I'm with you.
I know.
I could have been with somebody in Wyoming. I don't even know. But all of a sudden, me and you can talk just fine, but nobody else?
So far.
Right. So
well, here he is.
That, yeah, I got cut out.
Oh, there
out.
He is.
I had to call back in.
Oh, I thought I ranted so hard I ruined the signal.
No, I was just telling Mike that this happens to us all the time, that we get booted off the show here and there.
Yeah, it just cracks me up because, Mike, like I said in the beginning, like I always say on these shows, we're not just nationwide. We go global. We've got several different countries that tune into all of our shows. They might not be talking on here, but they're listening.
Or speak the language.
Well, no, yeah. It's usually because I got a few friends in Japan that are American that decided to retire and just live there, and I have, like I said, I got other friends that know both languages, and that's why they follow. But it just cracks me
very
up because the United
cool
States
chance.
Is 89. We have 89% rate of listeners in the United States, but everybody's afraid to call in, which they think it's FCC controlled when it's not. Again, like I said, as long as you're not threatening to kill anybody or take over, whatever, anything goes. That's the only time that the government can break in on our radio. The next best thing is they don't like what we're saying. They shut us off.
No, I haven't seen you guys get radical on anything.
No, because we're not. I mean, our radio shows, we're just trying to give people, everyday patriots, a chance to voice their opinions and their thoughts on how they feel about whatever's going on at the time. And we have a ton of shit going on at this moment. And, you know, you only get the same people calling in. We got over 700 members in our group, and it's always the same four that even participate in our shows by calling in.
FCC, another government program I don't agree with. How can you restrict what we say over the airwaves and still be within the First Amendment right? We can say what we want. If you don't agree with it, that's fine, but it isn't illegal to say it. The FCC, un-American program, that's a government agency that doesn't deserve to exist because it's restricting the Americans' ability to exercise their First Amendment right. So right off the bat, the FCC, no, they're fucked. They're, no.
I got a question for you, Mike. Okay. Now, you've been on our programs, and see if you can answer this for me. We have a YouTube channel. And we've been getting flagged for misinformation on our medical show when it comes out of a freaking medical book from CDC and FDA. Now, how are we, when we do our medical program, how are we misinforming anybody on anything on YouTube?
That's not when you're misinforming on any level.
Right. Right. And but my point is hey, how can you tell us that we're spreading misinformation when it's coming out of your fucking book?
Misinformation is just lying, and it's not illegal to lie. So the whole concept of misinformation, disinformation, is a bunch of bullshit because that's covered
exactly.
Under the first right for you to say whatever you want. I might lie about you, but it doesn't make me a criminal to do that. Because I have a First Amendment right, for God's sakes, man. The whole thing is so stupid and silly. The idea that they can attack your program under you are... What are you saying that's misinformation, for one thing? Because you guys don't do anything, but you have the Thursday night open forum, which I love that. I love that I can just rant my own.
That's how we set this up. That's the reason why
Because
you guys are true Americans who believe in freedom of speech, and you will let me rant.
And you might agree with it or disagree with it, but it doesn't matter. I have the right to do it, and I can do it on this channel, which makes this channel such a blessing to every American. This channel is a blessing, and the fact that I lost my train of thought, what were we talking about? The fact that you can't say something.
Our First Amendment right.
Exactly. You can't stop me from saying anything. There is no such thing as hate speech. There is no such thing as you say whatever the fuck you want, and your feelings do not trump my rights. I have rights to say whatever I want. If your feelings are hurt, that's fucking bad, but I have the right to say it.
That's right. And that's the way that we set this up was everybody, I don't care if I agree or disagree, but we're going to agree to disagree.
Our founding fathers were the smartest motherfuckers in the whole world. I don't believe you could take five guys in this day and age and come up with a better document than the Constitution, Bill of Rights. These guys were brilliant. They were fucking geniuses. And we set up a government intact that fought off. We had less civilians and more power than any other country in the world, which should tell you we are excellent. We are the best and the greatest. Russia had over what? They had 11 million people, and America had 200 million people, and there were 200,000 people in America against 11 million in Russia. And My number be way off, so I apologize for not having the exact correct numbers, but I can tell you we well were underestimated. We did not have the population for soldiers, and we won World War One. We won World War. We had the best people ever in America. We took on
right.
them fuckers at twice the population, twice the soldiers, and we went in there. We went into the beaches of Normandy. We went into all. We always kicked ass. And we were fewer people in America than the countries we were fighting against. We are the best, most exceptional country in the world. And now they want to start chipping away at our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Only modern, that just started happening where they wanted to start. I tell you what, if Russian soldiers want to paratroop into America, Americans have more weapons. The general population of America has enough weapons to take on a foreign military government. That's how badass
right.
America is.
Right.
And you don't
right.
fuck
but
with our Second Amendment right.
Exactly. And that's the whole point I'm getting at is we've become the laughingstock of the world because of what this idiot is doing. And I've always said it, up until we actually had a real president 2 years ago, but I always said that I don't feel you should try to apply for the top position, commander-in-chief, unless you've served honorably at least 4 years in the military.
I agree.
Because let me tell you something, in that 4 years' time, you learn a lot about different countries, about different operations, and it's drilled into you, and you take that out to the civilian communities. And I just think that we would fare better if we got somebody back in like Trump and or somebody that has military experience. Because I had my doubts when Trump took over in the beginning because I had my own personal reasons. But as a person, I don't like him. Never did, never will. But as a leader, he got us to where we were just to bring in this fool to tear everything down from day one that he put in the place.
I believe you're absolutely right about sociological constructs. Like we went into Somalia and last I saw, they took down a and we're pissing on our dead soldiers. And now all of a sudden Minneapolis is half Somali. So social construct means a lot because you saw how they live over there. And you see when we take them into America how they do not acclimate whatsoever. They want to bring Somalia over here. They are not in a melting pot. They are in a, no, we are going to construct America around Somalia. Well, how do you call yourself a refugee when you want to bring your social construct over to America? Our government doesn't work like that. And they're not fitting in. They are the carjackers. They are the looters. They are the fucking social fucking pukes. They don't fit in at all. And you guys who actually fought, I was never a part of the military. And yeah, I'm just in that era. You know, I'm 60 years old. In 1980, I had to sign up for the draft, but there was nothing going on through the 80s.
Damn, you're old.
If we had the Cold War, and we had to sign up for the draft, and but nothing. You know what I mean? They didn't need me. I wasn't going if they didn't need me.
And I don't fault nobody for that. I don't fault nobody for that.
Yeah, I would.
Never have and never would.
But if those
that didn't decided they weren't going to go and they decided to turn around and treat me like shit, we'll be fighting.
Well,
because
I don't look
at anybody any different.
I didn't join the military, but you parachute into Minneapolis, I got your ass. You're fucked. You don't know how the civilians train. And good training, decent weapons, and you're fucked if you try to attack America.
As long as you don't put your bullets in the washing machine.
Hey, now, that was an accident. I thought I took it out.
I bet they really shined when you got them back.
I don't even know where that one bullet is anymore. The life of Lorna, it's a challenge, I tell you.
If you got a weapon, you can't drop in off the end of the dock and dive down and pick it up, shake it off and shoot it, you ain't got a decent enough weapon. That's what I say. If you can't fucking pull your weapon off the bottom of the lake, shake out the fucking barrel and start shooting, you need a better gun.
Or drop it in a mud puddle and be able to shoot it.
Yup. I've dropped mine in the sand and picked it up and shot like a fucker, and it never hiccuped once. I emptied the magazine. That's a good weapon. You have to know what you carry is a good weapon. You can depend on that son of a bitch because that's what you're dependent on.
Yep.
To know your weapon. Know your weapon. Know what it can and can't do. Some weapons can't be dropped in the water. Sometimes, if it's full of mud, it won't fire. Just know that about your weapon.
Yep.
Oh, God, I can't drop it in the mud because it might not fire. If you know that, then you're safe. You know that about your weapon, and you don't do that. You don't push your weapon beyond its capability. And it's always reliable.
That's right.
Have a weapon. Have fucking insurance. And have a tourniquet and bandages. And you're going to walk your...
Because after I shoot your ass, I'm going to have to doctor your ass up.
Hey, that looks good in the court of law. That really does.
Exactly.
That cheers you right up. Yeah, that fucker held a gun to my head, and I knocked it away, and I shot him twice in the chest, and I did everything I could to keep him alive. I performed every medical procedure that I know to try to keep him alive.
Yep.
Except for my knee on his neck, and he couldn't breathe.
Dead men can't talk.
Fucking ass. I say, even with USCCA, you hit the alley where the fucking Ring doorbells won't catch you, and you head for home. No, that's not legal representation or anything, but it's what I would do. And so take it for what you will. Don't go through the fucking courts. Just fucking hit the alley where the Ring doorbells don't see you and head for home. Fuck that. I ain't doing it. You fuckers want to steal my car. And I'm the one in court spending thousands of dollars trying to defend myself? Fuck you. I'm going to do it just like the criminals do. The criminals don't fucking worry about the side effects.
That's why you do this like you said. Get you a lawyer through the USCAA and don't say a word. Just hand them the card.
Yep. And if nobody calls, nobody cares. You know? And let's face it, nobody cares about half these fuckers who are robbing you. And if you shoot him and he's laying on the street, you run to the alley and you get home. There ain't enough fucking police to do the investigation and try to fucking blah, 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 blah. You know? What I say, when I make bullets, I polish the fucking brass. And when you put the bullets in the mag, use a rubber glove. And any fucking shells you leave behind, you got no prints. You got no prints. Nobody knows who they are. It's just a fucking shell. Oh, I've thought about this a lot. And, yep, use rubber gloves when you pack your mag. And there ain't no prints on any of them shells. And, yeah, you leave them behind. And I hate to leave shells behind
that,
because brass
is
funny.
That is just your that's just your personal opinion. And I have to put there because you don't need to be hemmed up for saying that.
Yeah. No, I do not represent Defender 7 at all. I am just a guy who called in, and I am here to say I'm just a guy who called in. Defender 7 has nothing to do with what I say. And I say wear a rubber glove when you pack your mag. Man, don't leave any fingerprints, and that's just me. That's not Defender 7. They do not recommend what I said. They don't support me in any way. And my disclaimer.
There you go. I always wipe the bullets off anyway because I don't like having my oils in my fingers getting on there and fouling up the round.
That's acidy oil. Your hand has acidy oil on it. And when you send it through the gun, you are putting that acidy oil in your gun, and that's part of cleaning the gun. Not just the carbon in the soot. It's the acidy fingers. Yeah.
Right.
When you clean, you're cleaning all that, you know. And I couldn't agree more. The oils from your skin are some of the acids that are the most corrosive on your weapon. And to pay attention to your weapon is the most important thing. And these little things add up. You know, the acid from your skin, carbon from the discharge, from when a cartridge goes off. Hello?
Hello?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
heard it. I thought I was cut off. I thought it went too far.
No, not at all. I was just listening.
Anyhow, yeah, I forgot what I was even talking about. But, yeah.
Yeah, Lorna will do that to you.
Yeah, what was that, Doug? Oh, just the ass fingers on your round. Yeah, that is corrosive.
Yeah.
And as you put your rounds in your magazine, you're putting that corrosive skin oil on every round you put in. And as you shoot them, then now you have carbon and soot and the acid from your fingers, and you get a little corrosive. So you always have to pay attention to your everyday carry, and you have to clean it. Clean it good. Make sure it's dependable as hell, and make sure it's the weapon that you built, and it will always be dependable. And carry a tourniquet and bandages, and make sure you have USCCA or Bear Arms or one of the insurances that's only like $20 a month, and do the best you can to be the best American you can, because we all want America to be the best it can be, and it's up to us. We are the government. We, the people, have to make this country the best way we know how. And right now, it's defending yourself against criminals, because, holy cow, this is something like we've never seen before, you know, and just make sure you're safe. Make sure you got your ass covered, because shit's horrible out there.
And it's only getting worse.
God damn it. You know, I want to say no. This is America, and the pendulum will swing the other way. We will get it back. But I'm starting to lose faith, brother. I always wanted to be on the optimistic side. But, man, I'm starting to, I remember scolding the guy last Thursday saying, no, don't you ever badmouth America. We will get America back. And I have to admit, I'm a little frightened. I need some faith.
It's getting very scary.
I need some faith from somewhere. There's a ton of people on my side, and my people will win.
It's even scarier, you know, waking up this morning of faith.
What was that? I was broadcasting when I should have been tuning in.
He was ripping on me.
I said,
he was saying how lovely I look
said,
in the morning.
I said it's as scary as waking up to Lorna's face.
That's not what you said. You said I got the loveliest face ever in the morning.
Okay, it's your lie. You can tell it.
That's yours, baby. No, we need a little lighthearted shit to keep us alive.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. That's my little sister there.
Yes, sir.
I'd do anything for her.
Nobody else is nutty enough to drive an 18-hour drive to come pack my ass up and get me out of here so I can turn around and come back.
Now we're trying to get my old wife to pack her ass up and move to Wisconsin.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Come on up. I think we're 7 degrees tonight. Come on up. Come on up.
Oh, screw that. I'm 79 right now.
South Carolina is expensive.
Yeah, but
yes,
79.
Now they're charging the Yankees. Now they're charging the Yankees to move here.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll pay a buck more to be 79 instead of 7.
It cost me $2,000 to register my truck and trailer, Mike. And then I get another bill this year for $800 for vehicle tax, and none of the vehicle tax goes for the vehicle or for roads or anything to do with the vehicle.
Oof.
Yeah, did you ever get that straightened out yet?
Yeah, I sent them a letter, told them, hey, I haven't been there. I was only there for 2 months. Can't be taxing me.
Right.
Minnesota is mad at guns. They're not mad at cars yet. It cost me $80 to register the Corvette last year.
Yeah, it would be costing you a lot more than that out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Just like everything else, it's all a scam.
Yep.
Yep. Minnesota is trying to be the new California stand. They like the laws that California stand is implementing, and they say we want to make assault weapons illegal. You can't have more than a 10-round magazine, and they went full on fucking Newsom, you know, and I think Walz was illegally elected anyhow because of the way they did the ballot where you had to vote against 16 other people to vote against. It was just a really weird ballot. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. It's usually Republican or Democrat, but no, you have 16 people running against the incumbent, and you have to this is the first person you want, and if they don't make it, this is the second person you want, and it's like, what? This ain't a ballot. This is some kind of fucking, I don't know how the feds don't step in and stop this shit, but no, they have the ballots in America, or the ballots in Minnesota set up where it is so silly, stupid, and you're voting against too many, and the incumbent always wins. And it's just sickening. That's something
it's all
that fixed. We should do, is how can you do that with local fucking elections? You know, maybe that's something we should do a show about, is why do the incumbents always win? Well, it's because the ballots are set up where you don't have the Democrat against the Republican. You have the incumbent against 16 fucking runners up, and you have to pick 1, 2, and 3. That's not a ballot.
Right.
That's a fucking game show. All right, I'll shut up. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bobby.
Well, you're right, Mike. It's the same with, you know, we all know it. It's all coming out. The Dominion machines are owned by Soros. He's the one that funds all this bullshit. So, of course, it really doesn't make a difference whether you vote or not.
No, it's what Schwab says. Klaus Schwab is the World Economic Forum. And did you hear the last speech from Klaus Schwab where he says everybody, well, you don't need to own everything. You know, you don't need to own things. The government will supply you with everything you need.
Oh, God.
And you'll be just fine. Oh, God.
Yep.
So fucking commie. So that is. But that's the world that is a world government.
Well, look at these states allowing these Chinese to come in and buy up farmland. Look at them allowing Gates to grow his fake fucking meat that he's going to try to push on everybody. They want world population diminished. And what's the best way? Attack your food and attack everything else that you can supply yourself.
And
make you rely on them.
Isn't it funny that China only wants to buy the land, farmland, next to an Air Force base? Isn't that kind of thing?
They didn't learn from their past mistakes with allowing the ragheads buying gas stations all around different bases.
Do you
Before 9/11,
would have allowed any of this? The Trump administration said no. But the Biden administration,
and they've got their puppet in office. They got their puppet in office that they're paying handsomely, and that's why he's allowing it to happen.
Of course, it's all about Biden. It's not about America. It's about Biden making money. I mean, you would think a normal, sane human being would have a cap, a ceiling. This is how much money would make me comfortable. But no, the American politician, there is no ceiling. I would really like to have $5 million in the bank, and then I'll feel comfortable. No, 100. They just keep.
And they find out, you know, the insides of the stock trading, and they triple that money without batting an eye.
That cripples our Wall Street. The fact that the politicians have inside information because they regulate the companies when they know which is going to grow and which is going to fail because of the regulation. And they regulate, and that's where Nancy Pelosi came into politics in 1989 with $1 million, and she's worth over $300 million right now. She only makes $200,000 a year. How the fuck do you do that? $200 million and you only make $200,000 a year. How the fuck?
And I'm sure it's a lot more than that because her husband's in on it too.
Oh God, she is hiding so much money. She has offshore accounts that just exceed billions. I'm sure, and I get a kick out of it. Lorna calls one of her accounts the offshore account.
Right? Yep.
That's my offshore account. And I can only that's the account you don't draw from. You know, that's just for deposits, not for withdrawals. And that's what she calls.
And see, just like they're all tore apart about McCarthy releasing 41,000 hours of the January 6th tapes to Fox News. They're all upset because they know that their asses are had if they show them shows.
We've already seen tapes of guys walking up to the Capitol Police saying, please call backup. Look what's happening. This shit's getting out of hand. You have to call backup. We need more police. This shit's getting out of hand. Please call backup. And nope, they just sat there and they did nothing. This thing was so choreographed. So fucking manipulated.
The one video I saw, which cracked me up, was their own Capitol Police saying, they just screwed us, meaning, you know, Pelosi and them.
Oh, absolutely. This was choreographed. This was made to happen. What happened? One of the fucking protesters got shot by Capitol Police, and one Capitol Police had a heart attack. It wasn't that he died because of an attack. He had a heart attack. Okay? He didn't, it had nothing to do with what was going on. And
what?
That just goes to show you, how the fuck can they say that was an insurrection? They didn't overthrow
the government.
That's
one of the things that really cracked me up. So two people died on the January 6th thing, correct? One by
mm-hmm.
gunfire, one by natural causes. Well, look
yep.
how many people
yep.
died during the riots and the burning of the
yep.
buildings. And that
exactly.
ain't no big thing.
Exactly. And look how much billions of dollars was lost by burning down all of Lake Street. You burnt my Lake Street away. You took Lake Street away from me. You fucking niggers. You fucking just decided that white people are horrible and us niggers are going to just take it all away. Well, now look at you. Now we all live in a neighborhood of nothing. Nothing. We don't have any jewelry stores. We don't have any Target. We don't have any liquor stores. All we have is all the niggers are so fucking great that they can take away our way of life. Fuck you, nigger. I'm fucking sick of it. You wanted to divide us? You've divided us. You Biden, you wanted to fucking Biden this shit? Fuck you. I'm done. I'm done. I used to work with niggers. Now I'm sick of it. Done with it. You niggers are on that side of the pool, and whites are on this side of the pool. And that's it. You want to separate us? You separated me. Because I worked with black guys on the job, and I enjoyed working with them. But now Biden has said the niggers are over here and the whites are over here. Fine. That's fine. I'll live like this. Fuck you, niggers. You will not loot my stores. You will not burn down my fucking stores. You will not take away my community. And if you burn down my house, I will shoot every nigger in my yard. I will shoot every nigger that shows up to my house. I will kill niggers just to prove white people.
All right, man. Settle down.
Country. We made this country what it is. We are an exceptional country because of the white people that took over the Indians. And maybe we had nigger slaves, but that's all over now. This is ours. And just plainly ours. We took it, accept it, and fuck the niggers. Sorry. Sorry. I had to fuck my... Fuck them. Fucking niggers. I'm putting up with it no more. I've had it up to here, and I will have it no more. This is my house. And if you come to my house, you're not going to fucking like it. I'm sick of the Somalis and the American niggers, to tell you the truth. I'm not having any of it. The Somalis and the niggers want to fight it out. Go ahead and fight it out. Don't involve me. But if the fucking Somali niggers want to jump in my Corvette and take it away from me, I'll fucking shoot you on the spot
done with it. I am so fucking sick of it. Fucking sick of it. I got to get out of the city because I'm done. I'm fucking done. I can't do this no more. Living in South Minneapolis is just fucking sickening. They love the criminals. And every time one hits the fucking jail, they're released immediately because no cash bail. Of course, he's a nigger. You can't let niggers in jail because they're niggers. Geez, if your skin is black, hello? Fucking doing. But all I can tell you, I'm done with the fucking niggers. I ain't doing this no more. I ain't doing it no more. I'm sick of it, and fuck you. Rob me, nigger. I'll fucking shoot you in the head. All right.
We get it. We get it.
Oh! All right, I'm sorry I went too far. I don't mean to ruin the channel. I don't want one guy to fuck up everything for everybody. Sorry.
No, it's your thought, dude.
I don't want to ruin your good thing you have going, because what you have going is a good thing. This Defender 7 is a very good thing. You have your missing persons and your medical and your everything you do is very, very good for the community. Everything you do is good. I shouldn't be on here. You should not allow me to talk. I should not be allowed. I should be illegal. You shouldn't let me out because I get off on. I will wander off on this.
But what you're doing is saying what it's like in Minneapolis. But you put it in a very blunt
opinion.
No, I am exposing Minneapolis completely. Mollies and niggers and they don't get along, which is the greatest thing for Minneapolis, actually. The African niggers and the American niggers don't like each other, and it is a wonderful thing because they're off in each other, which is fine. But
well, this was a great show.
I don't like that we have so many Somalis in Minneapolis. That's political fucking pressure. Is how we got here, and why I have to rant like
right.
that.
And you got the right to, dude. I don't hold nobody back. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I gotta cut the show down. I'd just like to say thank you for participating and being here, both of you.
Bobby, man. I appreciate that. Bobby, you let me rant. You let me just unload all of my shit. I will sleep better tonight because you let me do this, and I can't say enough about Defender 7 program. This is awesome. And you could have shut me down, but you didn't. And I truly respect the fact that you let me go on
with
this.
Like I said, we wouldn't have a show like this if you couldn't come on and express your feelings and your thoughts of what's going on? And, you know, again, you brought it out about Minneapolis, and I've been wanting this for months, for somebody to speak up from a different part of the country about what's going on.
And that's what's going on. You know, I'm not even exaggerating to make it cooler. This is it. You know, this fucking carjackings and the fucking home invasions and burglaries, and it just, holy cow, when can we get America back to America's standards? And I appreciate that you let me rant the way I rant, you know, because sometimes I get a little too much for most people, and they don't really like the way I talk, and the fact that I love this channel. I love this blog.
Well, that's what the First Amendment's there for, brother.
First Amendment. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. First Amendment. And what? How many other people are on the channel right now? Why didn't anybody coming in contradict what I was saying?
That they're scared.
Nobody else has called in.
Nobody contradicted me. Nobody. I couldn't get into an argument with somebody because I have so many good positions. A lot of good argument issues. If somebody would have come in and contrasted what I was saying, I was ready for it. I wanted to get into an argument. And nobody jumped in and disagreed with me. And I had a lot of built up, I had all kinds of, you know what I mean? I deliberately, before I got online, I got a lot of ammunition of countering people who would counter me. And nobody fucking countered what I said. I could just rant at will.
Yep.
Free will. And I love it. But
well,
I expect
I'm glad you
somebody
were here. I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in. I'd like to say thank you for everybody out there that's listening. Let's get more people to call in next show. Have a great rest of your night. God bless y'all. God bless America. God bless our children, the missing, first responders, our military, veterans, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
God bless.